Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, one stock to invest in the next 2 years, what would it be?
I hate to take your pick, but...
Say it. Sorry.
Taiwan Semiconductor. Taiwan Semiconductor. I think they are the most important company on planet Earth right now. Next to NVIDIA. Next to NVIDIA. But Taiwan Semiconductor, I think, is incredibly important in us winning that AI race, quantum race, and all things AI. And it's had a deep enough discount where I like it. If I can get it at 158, I would love it. Even at 162, I will buy in and I will hold for long term. Intel's done. TSM is better than Intel by far. Please stop asking. I've been on this tirade for 2 years. So Taiwan Semiconductor is the one that I will go with for sure. It doesn't mean sell Apple. No, it does not mean to sell NVIDIA or Microsoft. Please. No, it doesn't mean sell VO. But if I have to start from scratch right now, TSM for sure.
I'm not gonna argue with you on this one, man. I'm actually, those are the two. Those are the two. Yeah. If it was 30K, if it was 50K, set, whatever the K was, those would be my two, especially. And I covered this on the last class. I said AI is still a story. Don't get fooled. AI is still a story. I know we went back and forth last week about the AI trade, but it's still a story. And definitely for the next 2 years, it's gonna be when we talk about the expansion of artificial intelligence, when we talk about inferencing, and that was something we spoke about. It's here. You know, we got Carnegie Hall and we saw it firsthand. And every time we go to a new space, it's you're starting to see the remnants of it. But yeah, I mean, Blackwell for sure. And we're talking about NVIDIA's case. We're going to see what that does. It's sold out. Now there's a back Blackwell Ultra. So you can understand. Ultra Black. Right, ultra. We're going ultra black on these folks. And then you still got Ruben. You still got Ruben sitting in the waiting to be deployed to the people. Hopper is still moving, right? There would be no DeepSeek story if there wasn't a Hopper chip. So that's still the story. And none of that happens if they can't be manufactured by the company that we just named, TSM. So those are for the next 2 years, for sure. If you ask me five, I might have gave you a two. Maybe a different slight alteration, but the next two, when we're talking about data centers, when we're talking about prompt engineering, when we're talking about personal agents, those two are going to be the story for sure.
Yeah. Rashad, what about you? Is there one that you love that if you were high, people love this question, if you're down to your last dollar, your last 30,000, which one would you invest into?
Well, the first before that. Because the pushback for TSM that people are going to say is, what about the geopolitical risk of China? And they've already had tremendous aggression towards Taiwan. So for the people that are saying the risk of China invading Taiwan or China trying to cyber hack or bully or whatever, what is the threat to TSM with China having such aggression towards Taiwan?
I think I was one of the ones who probably brought up the threat first, but I think it's pretty clear. Under Biden, this may not have happened, but if China chooses to invade Taiwan to take back what they believe is theirs, Big T gonna hit that button Drake should have hit on Kendrick.
That's the red button?
What button?
We can't. The this is button, like the an SGA button. Is like a free agent, and LA is like, come on. This piece is the piece on a chessboard that matters for the race, that matters, because the war won't be boots on ground like you talked about before.
But what button are you referring to?
like pinky in the brain?
My big ring.
Pinky in the
every
brain.
Drone we have in sight, and Captain America and Black in America, Thor, all them little weapons we have.
Well, we can't go to war with China.
Oh, he gonna hit.
No, that's not sustainable.
Suicide.
That's not sustainable. That the whole world's gonna, first of all, that'll ruin the entire world. Second of all, that's a
belt
war
to ask
you. The war would. I think the invasion of Taiwan semiconductor would affect
War III. It affects the world, but it doesn't. And just China's gonna be in control now. China's gonna be in control now, which they are already creeping into control now anyway. That's just, that would be like cherry on top. Like, okay.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. As soon as
you got the throne, like you have the throne now.
They won't let them get it.
They have it.
No, I'm talking about TSM in terms of, that's why it's like open door. And Gigi Ping was saying, like, these guys, America has now allowed them to build whatever they want, give them tax incentives to now bring their foundries to the US. So it originally started as $28 billion. Now it went up to $60 billion. Last month it was another $100 billion project. So they've built nearly as much infrastructure, or will have as much infrastructure as they had in Taiwan, up and running in the next 5 years on the domestic land of the United States. And so in the event that there's an invasion, business is still going to run.
No, it's still going to have a major impact, though. If China invades Taiwan.
For sure.
Because if China invades Taiwan, they're taking Taiwan. There's no, this is like if the United States of America invades Aruba. Like if China really decides that they're going to deal with the consequences later, and today is the day that they fully just take Taiwan under their control, there's nothing that anybody can do about it. Now you got to start playing the diplomatic game, and you got to sanction China, and you got to try to get them, and you got to try to do it that way. But they can literally just take Taiwan at any point in time that they want. There's consequences if they do that. That's why they haven't done that. But there's no fight. It's not going to be a Ukraine war. It's going to be a 2-day.
Would it be beneficial
to who?
For China?
Yeah. In terms of, let's say they shut down a TSM until they have full control over it, right? What does that do to their semi economy?
I don't think they care about their economy. So, like, the most dangerous person to fight is a person who doesn't care if they die. That's China. True. So, like, if they don't care about being defeated, because if that's the case, they wouldn't have had their market so constricted the last 3 or 4 years. They could have taken pole position from Amazon with Alibaba, and they chose to shut it down. So it's very interesting.
Until recently. Yep. And that was the CEO. It was the owner of the Brooklyn Nets. I forget his name. His name's slipping me. But he said Gigi Ping called everybody in, all the CEOs of the major companies, and called them in. And he said, look, this is the time. Like, right now is the time. Like, AI is the story. And we have to figure out how we're going to lead and how we're going to build infrastructure to make sure that we stay in this race. Called them all in. Since that meeting, we've seen now this Fantastic Four have a nice run with Tencent and Baidu and Alibaba. So they understand what's at stake here, right? Like, we're not.
What's at stake for what?
Number one, this is a race that they definitely want to win. Now, this administration said there's no way that anyone will ever defeat us in this AI race because of the infrastructure and the companies that we have. But they all decide to figure out, like, yeah, we're going to work together. I don't know if that's what I'm saying. An invasion at this point, does a war or the threat of war, is that good for business?
When you say work together, what do you mean?
The CEOs of the Chinese companies, CEOs of Chinese companies.
Yeah, they're telling America, y'all better get down and lay down.
Yeah, China doesn't want to be in competition friendly with America. Yeah. They want to be over America. That is their goal. Their goal is not to be in friendly competition with America. Their goal is to be the number one superpower in the world. And they have the largest military in the world right now. They're going to have the largest economy in the world in at least 5 years. They're already ahead as far as technology. If they're not ahead of America now, they'll be far ahead in the next 5 to 10 years. It won't even be close as far as the technology gap. They've already strategically placed themselves all over the world and are controlling economies from Africa to the Caribbean to South America. They're all over the world. They have a plan to be America 2.0. They don't?
I'm still thinking in terms of the greatest companies in the world are still where?
Here, but if they get that piece on the chessboard, which I've been screaming.
So which one of them is the piece?
Taiwan.
You're talking about that piece? Oh, that piece?
What?
Because if you think
that's
about
the last Infinity Stone. They feel like culturally, Taiwan is theirs. It was stripped away.
The superpowers will control the technological advances, right? You agree?
Say that again.
I said the superpowers, the Mag 7, we can call it, they will control the technological advances over the next 5-10 years. Or they're going to purchase the company that does via OpenAI, Microsoft.
Yeah, but you can have great companies on your soil and still not be the number one country in the world. Like America still has great companies, but they still got to answer to China. And if China is the most dominant in technology, the most dominant army, the most influential on a global scale, I mean, it's just like Japan. Japan has a lot of great companies, but they have no real power.
No, I said the greatest companies, though. So, like, if we're talking market
cap, we're always going to have the greatest companies. But to Rashad's point, okay, we have the greatest companies on earth with the worst fucking spending habits of any large nation ever. True. I don't like that stuff Elon doing. The Doge conversation, though, the debt to GDP ratio being what it is, it needs to be some cuts happening. They just want to cut everything black first. I don't like that part. But there has to be credit card debt is at an all-time high. Government spending at an all-time high. Housing, there's no more affordable anything damn near. Like, if I was 19 or 20 living in this world right now, oh, my God. Tough. Tough. And while India, we built up middle class, we built up China, sold off some important parts of tech. And for you Bitcoin maxis, China owns almost as much Bitcoin as us as well. You know Michael Saylor, he's going to take his ass right to Shanghai if things get hot here.
It's going
to
be like the Dark Knight.
Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just 2 clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.